So I'm here with Tamara Brown. She's the chair of Human Relations Advisory Committee for the City of Pocatello. Thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
So I understand that you're currently seeking nominations for the Human and Civil Rights Award. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. What our committee does annually is we select a recipient for the Human and Civil Rights Award. We have been doing this since 2006. We seek nominations from members of the community, and then committee members also can nominate individuals as well. And then we get together and decide on a recipient, and then we do present them with the award during the Martin Luther King celebration.
And what is the award?
Well, it's technically the Human and Civil Rights Award. It is based on people within the community that have put forth extra effort to support human and civil rights.
Okay. So who got the award last year?
Last year, we had Betty Moore. She is a woman who has worked within the community as a volunteer with mental health services. And she's an advocate for mental health, and she does work as a support mechanism within the community. And she's done a lot of work for the community, and we feel that mental health issues are forefront on some of the issues right now, based not just in our community, but statewide and nationwide. They continue to be, you know, an issue. A lot of this also includes substance abuse, PTSD, pretty much everything. You know, it affects our veterans. It affects a lot of people. And she's done a lot of work to advocate for these individuals.
So what, how long are you accepting these applications for?
We will accept them until January. Gosh, I got to look at the date. It's the second week in January on a Monday, which I believe is.
Let me see.
I got to look at it.
January 13th, I think, from what
13th,
I'm looking
there
at.
You go.
Yes.
13th.
So what started this?
Well, the committee actually started in 1984. And then it became a little dormant, inactive, and then they kind of tried to reactivate it. And in 2006, you know, every year we get together, we, you know, review the past year, what we want to accomplish in the coming up year. And it was at that point in time they decided to pick a recipient for this award to highlight some of these members of our community. They just thought it was a really positive thing to do within the community. And every year it has grown, and every year we have more nominees. It's extremely difficult to choose a recipient, but that's actually a wonderful problem to have. Because everyone that's nominated basically deserves it. And you just have to go through and see, you know, what they've done within, read the nominations, kind of see what they've done within the year and go from there. But we've had a lot of wonderful people nominated. We have a couple Meryl Streeps that get nominated repeatedly and still haven't taken home the award, but they're still very deserving. And we do highlight all of the nominees as well. We let the community know who was nominated.
Right. So when you say Meryl Streep, then what do you mean with that?
Well, they get nominated every year, but they haven't taken the award home yet.
Oh, okay. I see.
Got it. Right. You know, kind of the bridesmaid thing. Right.
Yes.
And they're deserving, and they get nominated all the time. And I like to make sure these people know that we still, you know, really respect them and appreciate everything they do within the community.
Right.
But it's hard to pick one.
Mm-hmm. So what is going through, like, the minds of the committee when they are going through all these applications?
We kind of look at what they've done because it's year specific.
Right.
So the award that we give in January will be given to somebody who has taken a really proactive role in 2018. So we kind of look at the events of 2018, some of the things that happened, and, you know, that's basically how we choose our recipient.
Do you often get a couple, I guess, recipients that are really hard to choose between, maybe two people who have both done a lot of things in that year?
There have been twice where it was a draw, and so we actually gave out two awards. We've done that twice. Because it was split down the middle, and we couldn't get a majority on one, so we ended up giving out two awards. And it can be an organization as well. It doesn't have to be an individual. We have a lot of great organizations in Pocatello, and they're all very deserving, and they're very proactive, and they work really hard, you know, to advance human and civil rights within our community.
So we talked a little bit about Betty Moore, who was last year's recipient.
Uh-huh.
What other things have people done in the past who have been nominated and who have received this award?
Well, the Honorable Rick Carnaroli received the award the previous year, and he is a judge, and he works with a lot of kids that have gone through, you know, drug courts and some of these people that he actually tries to mentor and help. He's not, I mean, although he is a judge and he has to pass a sentence, you know, he really works in a capacity of trying to assist these people so that they can go on to lead more productive lives. So he's been one of them, and he's a great gentleman. And then Jennifer Seach was an award recipient, and she is with the Portsmouth Valley Interfaith Fellowship. That's an organization here in Pocatello that is very active, and I think it's one of the best organizations we have. They have representation from all of the different religious people in the community, and they work together to try to promote harmony, not so much a us versus them mentality, but try to bring all of the religious people together and to promote harmony in that respect. So she's been, you know, she was a award recipient too. Just to name another one, and then we can probably move on, is Billy Johnson. And she volunteers her time within the school district to go around and help kids. She's a math whiz, and she works a lot with the youth in the community. She's also an advocate for the LGBT community, and she's done some terrific work there. That has been a very big issue here in Pocatello, and we've done some really positive work to advance, you know, human rights for the LGBT community. So that's just a few of them.
That's great. So if someone wanted to nominate a person, then what would they need to do?
They can contact the City Resource Office within Pocatello through the city website, or they can actually go onto the website, and the easiest way to get to the application is just to hit the search engine and just put Human and Civil Rights Award, and then it pops right up, the application for the nominee. They can also mail it to the city, or they can email our committee, which is hrac.pocatello@gmail.com. And those are probably the easiest way. If they personally know somebody on the committee, they can submit it to that person as well.
Okay. So kind of on a different topic, what is coming up for this new year with the Pocatello Human Relations Advisory Committee?
Well, what we do is in our December meeting, we sat back and we kind of reviewed the year and then decided kind of some of the things that we wanted to pursue in 2019. But I have to tell you, the opportunities generally present themselves, to be honest. We're still very much part of, you know, the mental health community. We work with organizations like Too Great for Hate, Family Services Alliance. These are people who advocate for victims of domestic abuse. Of course, the NAACP. We work very closely with the Islamic Society of Southeast Idaho. All Under One Roof is another organization, and they mentor youth under 18 in the LGBT community. So if there's a young person, you know, within Pocatello that has questions or needs assistance, they can go to All Under One Roof. We do still, we have a hotline, and then, of course, our email address where people will contact us with issues where they feel that they have been discriminated against, and then we take that to committee and decide whether or not we should take action, whether we should be a mediator between, you know, the person who is making the complaint and the alleged offender, or a lot of times we end up just referring them to an organization or an individual that can assist them with their problem. But we do review all of those cases. And sometimes we take action. We have taken legal action. We took legal action on one that actually what took 2.5 years to resolve. But for the most part, we just act as more of a liaison between, you know, the person who feels they've been discriminated against and, you know, like I said, the alleged, you know, offender. And a lot of times, you know, it isn't really something that's valid. That does happen a lot. But for the most part, they are very, very valid complaints. A lot of them, to be perfectly honest, have been somewhat horrifying.
Right.
I think that a lot of times we put ourselves in a position where we don't realize that these things are still happening. Because I don't have that mindset. And a lot of people don't have that mindset. But there's people out there who still do. And they do still treat people disrespectfully, for the most part. Idaho is one of 31 states where it is absolutely legal to discriminate somebody based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. It's perfectly legal in Idaho. It is not legal in the city of Pocatello because of the action that we took. So some of these things coming up. But like I said, usually the situations present themselves.
Right. And what does some of this discrimination sometimes look like? Because I'm thinking maybe sometimes there's people who aren't intentionally trying to discriminate, but maybe it might happen. So what are some of like the most common ways that you have seen that?
Well, and a lot of that too is people who have really just not educated themselves on the issues. You know, you find that a lot, or they're just naive.
Right.
We get a lot still based on race. We get them based on religion. And then, of course, like I said, mentioning the LGBT community. And so some of these things, we actually had the KKK come through Pocatello twice and leave literature within our community, including the ISU campus. And I don't think a lot of people realize they're still active. Because to me, like I said, my mindset, I think of them as something that, you know, from 50 years ago. But
right.
Some of these things still do exist. We have an international student base. And we really had to address that issue once that population started to grow. Because there were a lot of people that were not comfortable with that. We now have a mosque here in Pocatello. And we have a really good relationship with the Islamic Society of Southeast Idaho. And we've made some terrific progress there. So those are a lot of the things that do happen. Getting back to religious discrimination, something that might resonate with your viewers, the last complaint that we received that we have been working on is a group of parents who feel that their children are being discriminated against because they do not have released time to attend a religious seminary. And so that's actually coincidentally the very last complaint that I did receive. And that is something, you know, that we did look at. And we tried to see what the model was for our activity within it. And we did a lot of research on it. And that specifically is not something that our committee will take part in because we are the city's committee. And it was determined that that would be more of an issue for the school district. And so, you know, some of these things do still come across. You know, and we just kind of like refer them to people who we feel that can help them. But as a committee, that was something that we made a motion to not participate in legally.
That's heartening, I think, that people know that there is a committee out there, though, that is really looking out for the rights of everybody.
Correct.
Right.
Absolutely correct.
What were some things that happened in this last year in 2018 that the committee was especially proud of or happy to accomplish?
A lot of it, you know, based on some of, you know, the shootings and the bombings, which is a horrible situation in our country right now. A lot of these people have come together. We participated in, you know, the Jewish synagogue here had a memorial service, and we like to be active on those things. We attend community picnics, those type of things. We work with NeighborWorks America, you know, to bring the community together. And a lot of that, what we are trying to do more now is to be kind of proactive and be goodwill ambassadors. Our non-discrimination ordinance that we passed a few years ago, that was our 2.5-year project. That was pretty much, I think, the highlight for our committee, but we still do jump in. Anytime we get our complaint and we review it, we do. One of the complaints was against an employer here in Pocatello the person felt they were being discriminated against because of race, and we did look into that and simply passed that to the Human Rights Commission in Idaho. What we have found is a lot of people are afraid to submit a complaint because if it's against an employer, there's the obvious reason. They need to maintain their employment. And then a lot of people worry about their minor children. You know, if you have minor children and you're out there in the community and you are pressing against somebody that you feel is being disrespectful, you know, that can backlash on your children as well. We have unfortunately had suicides in the school system here. One is too many, but we've had a few, and that was something that we had to look at and say, you know, how can we assist in helping these kids in the school system? So those are kind of, you know, the things that we worked on as far as that goes. Like I said, we have maintained really good relationships with Portneuf Valley Interfaith in working with the different, you know, religious organizations. We are secular as a committee, but we still address some of those issues. We have committee members that attend various conferences, bring that information back, educate ourselves. That's a big part of what we do is simply educating ourselves as to the needs of the community. We work very closely with the police department here, and they have been terrific. Our chief of police, anytime there's a situation where we feel like somebody may be actually threatened, he will look into that. And so we're really fortunate in the respect that we have the support of so many organizations and the police department and the city, of course. And as far as the city or county, whatever the case may be, everyone's been really terrific to work with us. But basically, yeah, it's just looking at whatever issue comes up, and they, you know, they can pop up at any time, and then that's on the agenda for our next meeting. So that's kind of how we work as a committee.
That's great. Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. And I would like to encourage anybody who knows anyone in Pocatello who feels that might be eligible, you know, for the award. I want this to be the most difficult year to choose one. That's always my goal, is to get a lot of terrific nominations. So, but I do appreciate your time.
Great. Yeah. And those nominations can be submitted through email to hrac.pocatello@gmail.com. And that's through January 13th. Thank you, Jamar.
That's correct. Thank you so much for your time again. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.